Anyway, so I can eat meat, bacon, steak, whatever the fuck I want. It's probably the
Sounds
least
delicious.
invasive. It's been the least invasive thing that I've ever tried. But
Sounds
I don't.
delicious.
But the keto flu, man, that's a bitch.
A flu? Wait, a flu?
The keto flu.
Explain.
Explain.
That is your body adjusting to not burning carbohydrates as a fuel source and burning fat. That is literally like feeling like you have the flu or you were just in a car accident, depending on how long it is dependent upon the person.
Jeez, crazy. Okay.
So, yeah, I personally felt like shit for about 2 weeks, and the wife felt like shit for about a week and a half.
Nice.
So, yeah, but after you come out of that, it's actually not that bad. But you do have drastically less like endurance for, like lifting or fucking running, shit like that, than what you did before. Like you become more fatigued easily, which is interesting. And that was another fun fact. Beet juice. Apparently 12 ounces of beet juice can increase your endurance for running or anything like that by 22% and actually increase your bench or any strength-based lift by 19%.
How much beet juice, though?
12 ounces.
12 ounces. How many
One
beets?
glass.
I'm
One
fucking
glass
beets.
of beet juice.
But that's disgusting. Shit.
That's not that bad.
Ugh. Man.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm kicking around this whole fucking rotating plant diet thing. So, as my wife likes to say, meat conscious.
Jeez.
The other interesting thing is that just the fucking like if you're not growing your own meat, like the shit you buy in the fucking store is just horrific. Like where it comes from and how it was grown and all
Don't
that. It's
ruin it.
fucking
Don't ruin pork for me.
Don't ruin pork. Oh my
Don't
God.
ruin
That's
my.
about the worst.
No, that's my. Don't do it. Please don't.
That's about the worst.
I have so few things in life. Don't ruin pork.
The amount of hormones that those things are fucking given and antibiotics you are ingesting, all of that shit, not to mention the conditions they're in.
But it tastes so good.
Well.
Don't ruin my bacon, Jerry.
Just saying.
Like I said, I have so few things in this world. Don't
Well,
ruin my bacon.
you can always ask Bob for a raise.
Well, it ain't Bob, but
That was
obviously
fun.
I kid.
Conversation involving having a bleeding penis and you with a
Yeah, you evil bastard! That's what you get. You just get a.
Anyway, you gotta admit that
Fucking
that's
this.
probably by far the most shocking thing that's come out of my mouth in a long time.
Besides Bob's dick, but anyways,
Well, well played. Well played. Tastes like bacon.
it tastes like. Oh, that's fucking funny right there. Yeah, that
Little
is.
apple and smoke.
Apple and smoke too. Oh, that's fucking creepy.
Yeah. I thought I'd throw in the apple just to try and throw you off for any shine.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah. Yes, excuse me, young lady. You know what would
Yeah.
make this evening far better for you? Bacon wrapped dick. Don't let him fool you. That
Salt
black
and pepper.
Moroccan penis has to swing eventually, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Helicopter doing, doing, doing.
Yeah. What the fuck were we talking about? Oh, the fact that you're not eating bacon unless it's wrapped around a dick.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And by the way, that's exactly where the edit's going to start. It's going to cut out all that bit and then it's going to be right to bacon wrapped dick. And then I'm going to get a voice message from you saying, "Motherfucker, how dare you?" And then I'm going to add that in later and just be like, "Ha ha."
Well, I guess you do have the constructive or the creative rights to the property.
A little bit, Not all of it. I'll let some slide, some not slide. But any hoozles, you are deciding to be one of those hippy-dippy LA people.
I wouldn't go so far as to say
So,
that.
okay, explain the rotating plant thing.
So you take up veganism or vegetarian, whatever the fuck. My son tried to argue with me that vegan people don't have animal-based shirts.
Now that's true.
I was like, okay, well, I like leather, and last time I checked, there's no fucking moo in my t-shirt. And if there is, I don't know. So,
like, true veganism at its core is like no animal-based byproducts whatsoever.
Yeah. So what I'm more or less going to be looking at is my meals are going to be primarily consistent of vegetable or fruit base with a very small, small side portion of meat. Like what would be considered half of a typical feminine tender cut. So like maybe 6 ounces.
That just seems like a meal. That doesn't seem anything drastic. What the fuck were you eating before? The whole cow? Jerry? You're talking, I can't hear you. It's recording, and he's not talking. He's still here on my thing, but he's not talking. Can't hear him at all. So I'd like to take this time to let everybody know that we love you. We love everything that you do. We enjoy the fact that you're listening, if you are listening. If you're not, the background noise, you know, it's good. Make sure not to listen to us at work unless you got headphones in, because, well, people say the N-word. And that, you know, thanks for being groovy with us. You know, yeah, I'm going to edit some stuff out here and there, and I'm going to edit some things in here and there, but hey, it's all good.
Anyway, so when you sit down
there you go.
Fried chicken, how much vegetables in relation to how much fucking fried chicken you eat?
Oh, me personally, almost zero.
There you go. That's the exact same here at our house. Oh, I make I make a fucking 10, 12-ounce steak, and I maybe have a small potato and some green beans on the side. The vast majority of that entire fucking meal is all meat. Anyway, that was just the point of it, was kind of go back to the way, you know, our you know, great-great ancestors did, or even... back in fucking the caveman days, fucking meat was not always plentiful. They had to survive off of fucking vegetables and shit. So trying to turn more of my diet into vegetables and fruit rather than meat all the fucking time.
So you're telling me you want to be a Neanderthal? I could tell by most of our conversations that you are, but yeah.
fair point.
Then again, so am I sometimes. Oh well. So,
comments about rocking penis. Yeah,
you're gonna rock in a who? What?
I said. point to the conversation in the Moroccan penasia.
Oh yeah, the rock. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is it bacon wrapped? Anyway, is that gonna be a thing now? That's gonna be a thing.
the Moroccan bacon, manicotti.
You know, bacon wrapped everything. But as we, as I said probably a half an hour ago, as we're nearing to the close of this episode.
I don't think I'd eat bacon wrapped vagina. That sounds horrific to even think of.
That sounds painful.
That sounds really gross. That sounds really gross to look at. That's some low-hanging fruit.
I'm kind of conflicted. Maybe I shouldn't be. I'm not sure. Who knows?
The conflicting flavors...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. All right. You win. All right. Yeah. No. I
tender versus the crispy.
It's just stop. All right. It depends on how you like your bacon as well. But
I mean, was that a dingleberry or was that just?
Oh. Yeah. Okay. You need to just stop. All right. This goes back to that whole George Carlin joke, and now it's just too much. Still one of my favorite jokes. It always throws people off.
Yeah. You know what no one ever talks about? Pussy farts.
Yeah. You know, is that that one? Is this why don't women like having sex in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. let's not even go with the punchline. Anyways. Yeah, flashback to the cheese. And this is when I edit in the fucking conversation about the fat kid in the pool.
Fat kid in the pool? What the fuck?
The fat kid in the nacho cheese pool.
Oh, in Florida Man News.
Yeah, Florida Man News right there. Fucking I'm not going to edit that in. I have a lot of audio to go through tomorrow.
Fucking Ranger up, represent.
Jeez.
Nick Palmshano, at best. I hope you're a follower.
Yeah, sure.
I doubt they fucking would.
Who knows? That's the point of this whole thing, is who the fuck knows?
Yeah, really, who the fuck cares?
That too.
However,
yes.
If you ever get a message going, your podcast, wow!
I don't know what I'm... Wow, you guys are crazy. Absolutely just honesty and, like, it's stupid.
Kevin Pollock, please prank us.
Oh, my God. Yes, please. I will. It will be my new ringtone.
I would be just as excited.
I would be just as excited. Wow. Hey there. Your little podcast. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. And your impressions of me, even worse. Stop trying. Please. For everyone's sake.
Actually, you're much better at it than I am.
Yeah, I've had some practice. I've had a lot of time alone. In my 30 years, I've had a lot of time alone. To sit around and go, hey there. You there in the mirror. What are you, Puerto Rican?
Oh, God.
So, you know, it's just...
You're going to have to do fucking stand-up over there again. You ought to fucking give that a whirl. Go for the impressionisms.
Why not, right? Just throw them in every so often. I always thought it'd be fun to try to recreate a little bit of Don Rickles, but I don't know if that's even possible. It's like trying to redo Caddyshack or Blazing Saddles or Princess Bride. You just can't redo perfection for what it is.
I can always follow Pollock and just fucking learn some Alan Arkin.
Dude, I fucking love his Alan Arkin so goddamn much. Oh, it's my favorite shit ever. Kevin, give me back my soul.
Yeah. I keep waiting for him to fucking come out with another special, but he hasn't done it. That was one of the best specials I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is. It is something else.
I gotta. Oh, that reminds me. I gotta send you some pictures for Halloween of what I'm dressing my kids up as.
Are you dressing him up as Christopher Walken?
No.
He wanted. No. Is one of them gonna be a beige sock?
No, but let's just say to my neighborhood, my family, we have an obligation.
Okay. Okay. This is going to be great. So this will actually nice segue right back into what I was going to say before we start talking about comedians and doing Christopher Walken impressions. So in the next coming few days after this publishes, I'm going to do work very hard. And apparently it's late and English is difficult. I don't even know if we're recording. We are. Wow. Phones are amazing. It's about to die. So anyways, get back to what I was saying. I'm going to be working on a website for us as well as a Facebook page, emails, all the things, stuff like that, and a Patreon as well. And if you want to be able to see some of those photos or other things like that, we can set you up with that kind of thing. Wow! Wow! Unless you want to be beige socks, and then don't get involved at all. Yeah.
Don't be beige socks.
Don't be beige socks. And as well, we're starting a blog. How strange. Why would we do that? Because you can't hear Christopher Walken as we're writing. Or if you do, that's pretty wicked.
That would be very painful for you.
Oh, wow. I remember that day. We'll have to tell that story once I get a new job.
Oh, God.
Because that was one of my favorite days at work.
Yes.
Especially with two supervisors standing over me, looking at me, going, why is he laughing in the middle of his rush?
Oh, God. Yeah, that was a good day. I can't wait for you to get a new job. I want to tell that story again so bad I almost forgot about it.
Absolutely terrifyingly bad. But fantastic all the same.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what will break first. His spirit or his body?
His body.
Apparently it was my spirit.
Please hold.
Yeah. But yes, so in the coming week or so, we're going to be adding a lot of extra content and avenues for you to reach us. And apparently now I'm just British.
Yeah, you transitioned way too far there, bud.
I don't know how that happens, but you know, the accents come in and out. Soon it'll be Scottish, it'll be Jamaican, and it'll be a good old time. But, you know, just like the different avenues of what we are reaching out to, I will also be changing my voice for each one. So, yes, we'll be doing a Patreon, we'll be doing a blog, we'll be writing things, doing things. I'd also like to mention that I personally am on the Robinhood app, and we'll be having situations in which if you'd like to see what I'm investing in and whatnot, you may. Just a little extra financial freedom here and there.
I'm also asking for all of your help, anyone who's listening to this, to stay on this motherfucker's ass about doing more of this. Because he talks a good line of shit about bloggy this, bloggy that.
Oh boy.
And more fucking recordings. But he don't do shit.
This is very true. He's
hey, not. Going to record tonight? Well, it's a bad time. I've had a few. Well, it's a bad
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not in the mood to talk to people. I'd rather just do Christopher Walken impressions in the fucking mirror and call myself a Puerto Rican.
Well, you know, I haven't done that in a while. All right. I got to say, it's been at least 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay, for Clarence. Who the fuck is Clarence? For clarity's sake, as it's late and I'm words. For clarity's sake, I have not actually done that in the last fucking 10 years. Easily.
And I would say you need to double down and reach back, pull on some of those hairs on your ass, and the next time that Honda Civic driver passes by, grab on your dick and scream, I'm walking here!
Yes, yes. The fuck you think you're doing, huh? I'm fucking walking here. Yeah, I'm just standing around looking like I'm talking to myself. What the fuck you doing, huh? Huh? Yeah, get your whiny ass guy. Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
You know, because this is what people listen to us for, our impressions.
Probably not so much.
Nope, probably not at all. Watch, sure I'm going to get emails or fucking text messages going, please stop, or do more of that because it's dumb and we thought it was funny for 5 seconds. And then you fucking suck, but sure. Speaking yeah. of things like that, I do owe someone.
We got high. You're so much better to listen to than the fucking the Congress.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, I owe someone a little bit of my own voice, and I have not forgotten you, sir. I will get to that as soon as I can, but I got to get in the right headspace for the situation. So
what in the fuck are you talking about?
It is a venture that I'm excited about, but I have to I really do have to get in a certain headspace for it.
Tucking back in the purple pants. What are you talking about?
Once I record it and I run it by him and everything's groovy on there, I will bring it more to light. But I'm happy to say that I'm going to be offering my voice for semi voice acting things.
Voice acting?
Kind of.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, a little bit. But nothing, I'm not being paid or anything like that. It's just going to be me lending my voice.
Okay.
I'm excited for it. But
is it
yeah,
an anime porn?
It is exactly that. The best kind, too, with tentacles and deers and Christopher Walken.
That's fucking awesome.
I know, right? I'd watch it. It's just going to be Christopher Walken. His only line is, want to be beige socks? Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that just reminds me of one of my favorite movies.
I'm flaccid by the second.
Wrap some bacon around that motherfucker. I'm sure you'll fix it right up.
Yeah.
That reminds me of one of my other favorite movies of all time. That fucking movie with Pacino and Arkin and Walken. The hell was that? Was it the other guys? No, it was
Something Seven.
No, was it Something Seven?
Yeah, it was the one you told me to watch.
It's fucking amazing. That Pacino sitting at a bar saying, hey, can I take this drink to go? And the guy's like, wait, what? He's like, I don't think that's legal. And he's sitting there powdering up his hypertension pills. You think this is legal? And then he walks out with like a sippy cup. It's one of my favorite fucking things ever.
Oh, man.
Ah, love it. Fucking love it. Got it because the hypertension. But yeah, it's got two of our favorite people in it. And, you know, Christopher Walken.
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, yeah, it's Walken, Arkin, and Pacino.
Stand up, guys.
Yes, there it is. Thank you. Fucking amazing movie.
I'm going to have to watch that again and fantasize about crushing up heart film medication on a bar counter and snorting
it. Oh, yeah. God, that shit was so funny. That's fucking Pacino at the most Pacino possible.
Yeah.
Hoo-ah!
I gotta love Pacino. Have you seen the Jim Jeffries stand up when he was over in the UK?
No. Is that the one where he's talking about his friend? Pacino. Oh, he's talking about Pacino. No.
Yeah, apparently he got invited to be someone's present because when you're rich and famous, that's what you do. You buy other people.
Well,
apparently Mariah Carey.
Call back to the previous conversation. Anyways.
Apparently Mariah Carey booked Jim Jeffries for a private venue.
Okay, that seems smart by her because that. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. Apparently it was for her boyfriend that. Apparently, Jim Jeffries was the famous or favorite comedian, in which case no one knew who the fuck Jim Jeffries was, including the birthday boy when he got there.
Oh,
no. But apparently, Al Pacino was amongst the guests, and him and Al Pacino had a conversation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and it was good.
Oh, boy.
And Jim Jeffries' impersonation of Al Pacino was fucking fantastic.
I didn't even know he would do impersonations, but that's pretty cool.
You got to check that shit out. YouTube that if you can. After you get done watching the fuckery that I sent you.
I saw a little bit of it, and I know that's the comedian that's doing. His name is Ari Shaffir.
Yeah, that guy's a dickhead now, in my opinion. But that's a different.
He's kind of got that mindset of, you know, everything should be funny in certain circumstance, which. I agree with, but there are lines that you can't really cross.
Do you know what he just recently did?
No.
Okay, so one of my favorite comedians, Bert Kreischer, yes. Right?
Kishner?
Bert and him are friends. Yeah. Bert and him are very close friends. Him, Bert, and Joe Rogan.
Tom Segura, they're all very and
very close friends. Yeah. So apparently Ari was going over to Bert's house to do a podcast.
Oh, I know the story. He fucking mollied his ass.
Yeah, he fucking a 40-plus-year-old man on heart medication. He roofied him.
Yeah, I actually listened to that. And fucking Ari was just laughing his ass off. Just funniest shit ever.
You want to know the crazy part about this is 3 days later my wife actually met Bert.
No shit.
Yeah, took a picture with him and everything. He was at a marathon that she was
at. That's fucking
cool. Yeah, and apparently the next day he was looking around for local people to give him intravenous fluids and vitamin B12 to combat mollying because he got mollied. He came out here to do his special or do his fucking show. He got mollied like the day before.
Oh, fuck.
If I'm putting this timeline together correctly.
Just fuck nuts.
Yeah, I think that's a real dick fucking move.
Oh, yeah, huge like, dick move. I couldn't imagine.
Even from the hangover, like, I couldn't fathom, like, drugging one of my friends, like, ha-ha, you're fucked.
Yeah, no. And then, like, let's just say all of us were hanging out, hypothetically. We have, like, a little Xbox group of us hanging out in real life, you know? You got you, me, Kelly, fucking Fox, maybe. I don't know. We'll think of that. I could definitely say Mr. Blitzer would be there. That'd be fucking badass as shit. Then again, we'd probably all kill each other. But let's just say fucking Fox thinks it'd be funny, because I'm just going to say Fox, because Fox is the only one who'd do something so stupid, to drug us like that. It's just, I'm going to drop some Molly in everybody's drinks, because that's what you get for making fun of me. Nuke this, bitch. Kind of made me laugh. But I think we'd kill him.
Newsflash, I'm probably going to be the fucking one missing a tooth of the tattoo on my face, a tiger in the bathroom, and naked in the trunk of the car.
It won't end up well, but we'd have a dead fox. I think we'd all fucking kill him. I think the moment we figured out what the fuck was happened, however long in the trip it was, we'd all fucking decide to kill him, because what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't care who it was. I don't care if it was fucking Grimm that did that shit.
I think with Grimm, we would have to, like, hurt him a little bit. I know I couldn't do shit to the guy. I know with Fox that if I'd, like, I could probably get behind him and just, like, smack him on the top of the head or something, because he probably couldn't reach behind him with his big-ass fucking arms. But,
oh, fuck.
I just, like, walk up and I go,
I hope he calls you tomorrow after you post this tonight.
Oh, good. That's nice. I might actually accept the phone call this time.
Oh, you hear that? I'm gonna answer your call.
I might, and then I might just sit there and go, "You want to be Bay Sox?"
Richard, or he might just torment you.
I might just decide to record it for the podcast. You never know. I could. Oh, Fox, call me. I'm going to record it. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Going to be great. And oh yes, I have special guests in mind. One of them is a surprise. I just mentioned him a few seconds ago, but it will be for an episode that we will affectionately call Making Friends. And we will talk about a lot of the 15 plus fucking years on Xbox and all of that.
This is not.
No, you do know. You know very well.
This is Max?
No. Making Friends will not be the Max episode. Max episode will probably be, you know, roses and ass tattoos.
Okay. And so Blitzer's the one with the lending the voice?
Yeah, Blitzer. I didn't want to ruin that, but if Blitzer's listening, because I know his wife listens sometimes, but yes, when we can get that.
This is Blitzer. Hi, Blitzer. I haven't talked to you in fucking years now. Stop
yes.
being a dick and get on Xbox.
But I don't know what's happening in his life, but that comes to that. But when we can, that will be something I'm extremely excited for. I'm also excited to talk to Max. I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Super fucking awesome. But
Max has got me back in Neverwinter again. So, yeah, you know.
No shit. That's cool.
I'm playing Neverwinter again.
Ah, jeez. But yes. So here's the thing. I just thought of it. It sounds awesome. Once I get a lot of the other stuff up and running, if you call, I will record it. And those who are members of the Patreon or whatever thing that comes up, you will get the recording of that phone call.
You just completely ruined it because now he's not going to fucking call you, so you can't record him. You dumb fuck.
Who knows if he's going to call or not? I don't know. Even if he doesn't call. If he does call, then good. If he doesn't call, oh well. I don't care. I lose nothing in this situation right now.
Okay.
The thing is, he will know what happened in the conversation. I will know what happened in the conversation. I will let you listen to the conversation as well, because duh. But to the listeners, the one of you,
who's listening to this right now as you unravel your master plan for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. You will be
able. They will be unaware of the situation.
Yeah, that I'm telling you right now. I'm going to put it behind a small paywall. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Fucking paywall.
Yep. Putting it behind a paywall. Got to pay to win on this bitch.
It's a loot box. You want to get a picture of Max's asshole?
Oh, dude. Finger. Why wouldn't we do that? That sounds incredible. Fucking monthly loot boxes of our stupidity. That's awesome.
Oh, God.
That made me smile. Could you imagine opening up that loot box? It's like stupid. It would be our shit.
Max is absolutely fantastic as that sounds. I don't want to do that. I don't want to pay you royalties for literally your ass.
I don't give him the idea. We could have done this for free. Oh, it's not like he's got his ass trademark. He would have his ass trademark, wouldn't he?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Garcia. I'm pimping your man's ass.
I mean, he's already done that enough as it is, but hey. You know, like 20 years from now, his children are going to hear this and go, what in the literal fuck? Or by then they should probably know. They should know. They should know now. Even the
littlest. You guys just talked on the phone. You didn't look at someone. It wasn't a 3D holographic
right?
image. I'm not listening to that shit. I ain't gonna fucking hear this.
Yeah, that's true.
I ain't gonna fucking hear this. Unless Max makes them listen to this, in which case, kudos, Max.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, that's this making your children listen to us as I'm talking belligerently at fucking midnight.
Listening to us and us downloading our manifestos on their innocent, pristine little brain.
Yeah, that's not good parenting at all. That's not good. It's not good. I'm going to say that right now. It's not good. But do it anyway, because funny.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm sure shit not going to do that to my child. But, you know, it is what it is.
I got an idea. Uh-oh. I got another idea for a special guest. Your D&D buddy.
Oh, yeah. He wants to... He has mentioned that.
No. I have a request that I'm going to forward on to him because I'm actually kind of curious to hear what he came up with.
Oh, okay. Go on.
make a mini, I don't know fuck all about D&D, so excuse the fucking terminology, but make a mini version of D&D where Pack and or I are the main antagonists.
Oh, that's super easy.
Yeah.
That's actually kind
of... But what would we say? What would we do?
Oh,
I'd be kind of curious.
There's a lot that goes into that, actually. Thinking about it.
I know.
That's pretty cool. You know what? I like it. And then David, that crazy DM, please, those who are listening, go flood his podcast as well, because he's got a podcast and he's got a lot better equipment than we do. So he sounds fantastic. Please go.
He doesn't have a fucking app.
Yeah, he's got microphones and everything. He's doing fantastic over there. It sounds great. Wow. He's got great stories and everything. Give it a listen. And yes, if you're listening, David, that would be super fucking cool. So if you want to.
And tell Pack where you got your microphone and equipment set up.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, fucking beige socks over there. Bacon wrapped shit. Anyways.
I'll fucking upgrade my shit. I'm gonna fuck.
Fair enough. But yes.
Just saying, man, you gotta roll with the time. You wanna be fucking up there and hip and cool with the big kids, you gotta fucking upgrade your shit.
Yeah. We also have to get more than 7 plays on an episode. Then again, I have to advertise those episodes. So then again, we also have to record more. I also have to go to sleep soon. And I also have to go to sleep soon because I have to get up in 5 hours.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, on that note, let's wrap this shit up before we get on to another long stream. No,
I'm pretty sure I'm going to start walking to my house now. But I'm pretty sure in the meantime, you're going to give me some other great idea that I can put behind a small paywall or a small, hey, give us a few likes or something. Because, yeah, I'm still stoked for the Fox phone call, man. That's going to be great. Ooh, I'm going to watch all the things that piss me off just before that call comes in and just fucking rip right into his fucking cue ball ass.
But in true fucking loot box fashion, like I said, you got to have up. Oh, it's Max's ass.
Well, yeah, of course. Okay, so what else? Let's say we do a loot box. What else is in that box? And you got to think, there's 1 month that this stuff is, and then the next month you have to have completely different shit. It can't just be 12 months of Max's ass. Wait a minute, that's a great calendar idea.
I know, that's a fucking perfect for an advent, isn't it?
Oh, an advent calendar, just a bunch of fucking little bunch of asses. I'm sure.
Just reach right in there and grab that little piece of chocolate right out of there, Max's ass.
I'm sure Max would love to do an advent calendar of his ass, and I'm pretty sure the moment he hears us saying that, he's gonna stop the podcast and start taking pictures. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure we could probably come up with all kinds of shit. I mean, depending on how fucking big we got, you know, we could probably get fucking Max to throw in one of his fucking indie art, 3D prints or one of his fucking creations.
Fucking cool. Yeah. You
know? I mean, I'm totally sure he'd be fucking down with that. So
that's
super cool. But again, we gotta get much bigger. Like, hey Max, you wanna get us some free stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, we have to get much bigger than the handful of people.
Besides, you just got fucking Thanksgiving. By the way, Max, that motherfucker still hasn't watched that shit yet.
How dare you? How dare you? How about I take the next time I say we record and go, no, I'm going to watch Thanksgiving again. And
what else would be new?
Yeah, fair enough.
The next time we're going to record is tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to do it tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. What time? Oh, that time? Cool. Yeah, I'll be around. Hey, we're going to record tonight? No, not into it. I've got to do some papers, some stuff. You know, sit here, pet a dog.
Why do I sound like fucking pain? Why do I sound like the crayon drawing?
Because you're the fucking tits, buddy. Thanks. You're the fucking tits.
Oh, no, see, that's a different person, but funny.
Yeah, well.
Fucking funny.
The exact same.
Yeah, it's a tits.
Shave
right
your
there,
mustache
brother.
Off one side at a time.
I've never heard that, but I love it. never heard that before in my life.
Patience and should be tackled by fucking mousetraps with your fucking hair lip. Mm-hmm. Fucking nasty old hag. I will never forget that woman's face as long as I live. It will go down in my brain in horror.
That just reminded me of some shit that fucking we did. Was that on the
Gears of War website where I constantly kept spamming that bitch's face on the map?
Yes, you took down the Gears of War website. And by the way, you're now going to be sued the moment this publishes because Epic's going to be like, wait a minute, what the fuck?
Epic. Ooh, Epic. Ooh. Why would Epic they Games. Fucking do that? Why would they sue me?
Because you took down their website for like.
No, that wasn't their website. That was our website. That was Empty's.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's what it was. It was Empty's website. Oh yeah, that we tore down.
I broke that.
That
bitch.
Was fucking funny. Yeah, that was fucking funny.
We'll have to tell that story in full at a later time.
That was pretty good. I don't even remember all of that. But now, I don't remember every detail of that one, but I vaguely remember it.
So it started off in a nutshell of us being, or trying to be serious, mostly Max and Empty trying to be serious and strategize. And after about 10 minutes of it, I got bored and I started making John Madden shit over here with the boom and the tough acting countries. And I kept fucking spamming her face all over the fucking map. I don't even know how I got the picture of that woman's face. I think Empty mistakenly gave it to me just to show me what a hair-lip bitch she was. And I saved it on my phone and just spammed it.
Yeah. I can remember you going, boom!
Yeah, Empty's on there trying to draw like a pristine X and a fucking run path. And I'm just, blah! This fucking 8x10 of that bitch's face all over his fucking map. And he'd erase it. And I'd do it again. And he'd just get all pissed off and sit there fuming. And I just keep...
Oh, we're such good people to have as friends, you know? Not at all.
Not really, because we are the worst. No one has noticed from the course of our conversations if it's fucked up and funny, I'll say it.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's just fucked up, I'm probably not gonna say it. But if it's funny, I'm definitely saying that shit.
Yeah. Boom! All of a sudden,
Kush.
Kind of like who?
Smell my fingers.
Dude. Son of a bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh, God damn it. Just the worst. Why you gotta do that to me, man? I was having such a good time. Boom!
Put that in your fucking box right there. Moroccan bacon wrap schlong up after thinking of that two-fingered Twizzler.
Yeah. Two-fingered Twizzler. I like that. I like that. That's a sex act that they do specifically.
Yeah, it's right up there with the fucking Slovakian traffic cone and the fucking Himalayan smoothie.
Oh, God, what the fuck was that? Didn't we look up that shit one night and just find the worst list of terrible fucking sexual positions or some shit?
Come on, buddy.
God, what the fuck was wrong with us? The fuck is wrong with us?
I wasn't really bored. It kind of started off as me being graphic and telling you horrible shit and then you trying to one-up me. Time to go.
Well, all right there, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for sticking with us for these 3-hour marathon. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why they hate us. Good night, everybody.
What?